AccuWeather forecast, lots of sunshine today, a little less humid, still warm, high of about 81 degrees. A jet ski rider unhurt on Lake Michigan east of Kenosha's Southport Beach House after going into the water when that machine overturned. The Coast Guard station in Kenosha reported two others on the machine were able to get back to shore on their own, while 23-year-old Nick Berzazowski was found hanging to the side of the jet ski. He was taken back by boat. What better time than the dog days of summer with all the heat and humidity to be thinking about winter and heating? One State Group is doing just that.
Brandon Scholes represents the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association.
This is the time that you want to go in and take a look at your contract, make sure you understand it, and make sure that you're getting the best price. You want to make sure that you've scheduled what's called a summer fill, so that come the fall, you're not out there looking for propane.
2 years ago, there was a shortage of propane in the Midwest, leading to skyrocketing costs. Scholes says that's why it's wise to lock in prices early in July. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When it comes to state budgeting for the UW system, Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry says their analysis of the $250 million cut in funding over the next 2 years, well, that suggests a lot of status quo is still going to be there.
No governor and no legislature has been particularly kind or generous to the university system since the turn of the millennium. In inflation-adjusted terms, the university's tax support has been at best flat and really declining.
Governor Walker, as you know, initially proposing a $300 million cut to the UW system. Legislature trimmed that by $50 million. The U.S. Senate will be taking a procedural vote today on whether to cut off federal funding to Planned Parenthood. The Republican proposal, drafted in response to recent hidden camera videos by the Anti-Abortion Center for Medical Progress, accusing Planned Parenthood of illegally selling fetal body parts, which Planned Parenthood denies. A Janesville dentist says he's received about 30 not-so-friendly calls because he has the same last name as that Minnesota dentist, accused of killing a protected lion in Zimbabwe. Matthew Palmer says the call started coming in last week when Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer was identified as the hunter. The shock from last Friday replaced today at the Racine County Courthouse with the reality that Clerk of Courts Rose Lee passed away over the weekend at the age of 64. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave telling WRJN News at the county fair, it's going to be up to the judges next month to name a new Clerk of Courts.
So all the circuit court judges get together around September 20th. They'll ask for people to put their names in for the process. And then judges will make an appointment in mid-September.
The Marsh Meredith and Acklin Funeral Home handling the services, which are this coming Saturday at St. Mesirop Armenian Apostolic Church on Erie Street at 11 a.m. Visitation Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. There's a new jurist in Racine County, David Paulson, taking over for the just-retired Wayne Merrick, who had served 30 years on the bench. Paulson was Caledonia's municipal judge. He won the April election over Racine County Deputy DA Trish Hansen. He spent over 40 years doing private practice work in Marshfield and Racine County, 33 of them as Caledonia's municipal judge. Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Cindy Milam, who's going through treatment for breast cancer, got a lot of support from family, friends, co-workers, and others at the county fairgrounds in Union Grove. That's where donations had been accepted since last Wednesday toward what was promoted as Chop a Cop and involved members of the department and anybody else for that matter volunteering to have their head shaved. Milam, wearing a bandana to replace the hair she's lost with the treatments, extremely grateful.
Thank you, everybody, for the support, and what a humbling experience to know how much we are loved and everybody is praying for us. And thank you for everybody's generosity, support, prayers, help with everything. I mean, I can't thank enough for everybody.
One by one, they all came up on stage in front of the audience. The hair went flying, in part because of the wind. Close to $3,500 raised from the start of the fair through last evening. One Wisconsin program that helps provide nutrition to mothers and their young children, well, it's changing the way that it makes benefits available.
After years of using paper checks, the Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC Nutrition Program, is moving to electronic debit cards. Patty Hauser is the director of the state WIC program.
Families will be able to take their card and access their benefits through a swipe of the card.
Hauser says the switch will make it easier for recipients to pay for qualifying food items at stores. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
12th District Racine Alderman Henry Perez formally asking the Public Works Committee to consider revising the city's municipal code when it comes to repurposing tires, a result of an Erie Street property owner being told her tire planter violated her conditional use permit and would have to be removed. On tonight's council agenda, meeting instead of Tuesday due to National Light Out activities, the Public Works Committee's recommended approval of a contract for Phase 7 renovations at City Hall to corporate contractors in their low bid of just under $500,000. And the Plan Commission's rezoning recommendation for the CVS store at Washington Avenue and Ohio Street, the second component in that three-step process. The Kenosha City Council is meeting tonight. That agenda includes a proposed open container entertainment district ordinance, which would allow their creation in designated areas, downtown targeted as the first, plus salary increases for the mayor and aldermen effective after the election next spring. The mayor would get 2% each year with the 4 years of the term, going from the current $79,300 to $85,800. Aldermen would get a one-time $500 increase to $6,000. 1 minute you're running for Vice President of the United States, and then you're milking a goat at the Racine County Fair. All part of the career for Congressman Paul Ryan in the 1st District, who says he must be getting better with the goat milking because of his hands-on approach.
I tied with the fairs of the fair, so this is a personal best record for me. And I did so while getting kicked in the face by a goat, so I really feel like I got my game on this year.
The Janesville Republican noting his persistence with the goat milking over the years really showing when compared to Senator Ron Johnson, who also gave it a shot.
Let's just say he was a rookie and he didn't do as well as the rest of us did, so I felt real good about, you know, vanquishing my colleague in Congress.
The two, aside from milking goats at the fair, at the Racine County GOP tent, talking with folks who stopped by. At the conclusion of tonight's Racine Common Council meeting, which is being held versus Tuesday because of National Night Out activities, there's going to be the vacancy of Aldermanic District 2 that'll be discussed and the Committee of the Whole recommendation to decide between candidates Molly Jones and Thomas Bircher.
I would hope we would be able to attract more businesses in. Our school system need a little work, but I think we can get there. We still have some fine schools in Racine. Home ownership. I hope we can have more home ownerships in the city.
If the city continues to develop economically, then home ownership will improve, and therefore housing stock will probably improve as well. However, the city, in order to become the city it wants to be, is still going to be required to pursue housing code enforcement and encouragement of development of the brownfields.
The candidate chosen tonight will be replacing Christina Sarazen. She resigned about 2 months ago due to her husband's job transfer to North Carolina. The person chosen will have that position till the 2016 spring election. Kenosha County Human Services Committee tonight taking up the appointment of Ali Nelson from County Executive Jim Cruiser to become the county's new Veteran Services Officer ahead of the county board giving formal approval on Tuesday. Nelson was running the Racine County Veteran Service Office, but the Kenosha resident jumping at the chance to take over for Daryl Green. He retired a few weeks back. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will have to name Nelson's replacement in the near future. Oh, and gasoline prices, they're still falling. Good news for us in Wisconsin, dropping 6 cents a gallon since last week. The average now, 262, was 268 last week, 276 last month. The Racine Unified School Board holds a work session tonight. The last item on the agenda, discussion about redistricting as it relates to a new state law that requires geographic districts for electing board members instead of at large. The law's intent to provide better representation for Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant. But Board President Melvin Hargrove notes concerns that it might backfire if most of the new districts end up still within the city boundaries.
My only concern is that it will become probably even more political based on, you know, district as opposed to based on the whole unified district.
Hargrove adding that there are a lot of unknowns at this point.
The more you start reading it, the more involved you see it become.
The Racine School Board's attorney is Gilbert Bertelson. He calls the legislation murky to the point clarification's been sought from the attorneys for the state who drafted it. All 8 board members right now would be up for an election if they can figure out how to fill a vacancy, and it would be 9 board seats. The Racine Common Council, when it meets tonight instead of Tuesday due to National Night Out activities, will consider the recommendation of Mayor John Dickert to appoint Scott Letney as the new city attorney effective October 1st. Letney is currently the deputy city attorney, would replace Rob Weber, who announced earlier he would be retiring. Going to be at least another month before an audit of Wisconsin's Economic Development Authority goes before the Joint Audit Committee. According to co-chair Rob Coles, he's the GOP senator from Green Bay.
The audit was pretty critical. Even though there was some progress from the previous year, a lot more progress needs to be made.
Democratic Senator Julie Loss is on the WEDA Board of Directors. She says there's definitely a lot of questions that need to be answered.
It's just amazing to me that this agency is still having such difficulty following state law as well as the policies that were approved by the Board of Directors.
That committee will be holding a hearing on the Wisconsin Economic Development Authority's audit September 2nd. AccuWeather forecast, sunny this afternoon, the high in the low 80s. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.